Okay, welcome back, kings, queens, everything in betweens. It is Wednesday, March 13th in Austin, Texas. There's a giant carnival going on outside because it's in deep south by southwest. It's like the Marshall Funhouse or something. So
it's bumping. It's bumping.
We're going to the funhouse after this. I'm your host, Charlotte Warren, back for another episode of the Peasant. Did I announce what our podcast is called? Peasant Party Podcast. You guys know that, but still. And I've got everyone's favorite person to the right of me again. Annabelle, say what's up.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, y'all.
How was, okay, you had a birthday 2 days ago.
Dude, I
tell
sure
us all about it. You
I
told
sure
us all about
did.
Your birthday last time.
Wow. Did I really? I don't know.
You said your birthday was coming up.
Oh, yeah. Because we recorded last week. So I was, I don't know if you get this. Maybe it's an older 20. This is kind of the first time that I've really gotten it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I turned 29, and I really am not like freaking out about getting older, but I think birthdays can just tend to be checkpoints.
Yeah.
And I was just feeling really overworked right around the time of my birthday. Something was weighing on me really heavy, and I was just like, oh my God, I don't think I'm going to have like the life or the energy to do anything for this. Like, I don't want to go out. I don't want to socialize. I couldn't handle it. And then, I kind of been like texting my man, telling him that. And so I like came home from work and I was just like, fuck, I feel like shit. And he came over and literally the next like 2 days were like some of the happiest days of my life. Just because he made it so good. Like I have never, like I genuinely like credit him for like making these 2 days so good because I've never had somebody who like cares for me like that. Cares to see me happy. Cares like that I have a good day, cares about my friends and meeting them and integrating. And like, I don't know, I've realized a lot of things about myself. I've realized a lot of things about like what I want in a person and things that I admire. Let me tell you, because this is dating relevant, I guess. One thing that has really stood out to me and that I would never like ignore this ever again in the future. But like, and I, of course I hate to compare, but I dated somebody who, you know, a couple years ago who did, like when he met my friends, was super rude to my friends and basically acted like they were taking time out of his precious day. And when you introduce your boyfriend to like your best friends, it's like you want them to interact. Like, of course my friends are sweet as pie. They're adorable. They're wonderful and sweet. So accepting. So kind to him. And he just kind of like, And he did it a few times, a handful of times, to the point where I was like, that ended up being one of the reasons why I like ended things, because it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Because it's embarrassing.
Yeah. And it's also like, no one's asking you to like be best friends with your friends or anything like that, or like drop your own friends.
Exactly.
Like it, but it just shows like a total lack of effort. Especially just because,
totally.
Like, just be a friendly acquaintance. Like,
just be friendly and acknowledge that you too are integrating into someone's life, you know? And sometimes I feel like men, it tends to be like, oh, okay, well, we're going to hang out with my friends. We're going to hang out with, you know, it's my family first. It's my life first. You integrate. You're going to become friends with my friends, girlfriends. Like, at least that's just kind of been my experience coming up to this point. But it was so fucking sweet to see my man just like wanting to talk to all of my friends and being so outgoing and so kind. And even when I was like talking to Paco over in the corner and Daniel was like, you know, playing pool or whatever, he's still keeping himself entertained. He's not acting like he's bored in the corner. Like, it was so sweet. And we had a conversation about it later and he was like, I want to meet your people. Like, I want to be part of, he wants to meet you.
I would love to meet him. I would really like to.
Oh God, I'm gushing and I can't.
Tell him to come to the funhouse with us after.
Okay. Actually, we're watching the Love is Blind reunion later.
Okay, well, what about the funhouse? Okay, well, okay. It's like a full-on circus out. There's a literal circus across the street. Maybe we can tell them we're celebrities and they should let us in the front of the line. Oh, it might work.
We're very famous.
We're famous podcasters.
We're very famous. Trust us.
Yes, you should.
Believe us.
What was the highlight of the day before we move on to the next?
Highlight of the day. God, the whole day was so good. We went to the lake and laid out and like ate fruits. We went and got like coffee in the morning at Buzzmill, and then we went antique shopping, which is super fun and like adorable and fun. And then went to dinner at a beautiful Italian restaurant, and then went to White Horse and like played pool and listened to music. The whole day was good.
I love it. What would you tell kids? Because I know like you guys are very excited. You guys have dove in, but I feel like a lot of people when they're like early on seeing somebody, sometimes like your birthday falls very early on, and when you're starting to
see
a few dates in, and they, what do you do? Like they tell you, oh my God, yeah, my birthday's on Friday.
Yeah.
Maybe 3 dates in, you're not in an official thing yet. What is like the ideal thing? Like you really like the person.
Uh-huh.
What is a good early dating birthday thing to
do? Okay. Well, thing to do. Okay. So let me just speak on one thing. When I started seeing this dude, I'm going to try to stop saying his name on here.
Mr. Annabelle.
Mr. Annabelle. Mr. Annabelle. I started talking to him, met him on February 8th. And February 14th was right around the damn corner. So it was kind of one of those things where I was like, wah, wah. But it was so cute. We had discussed fruits and like fruit supremacy and what fruits are the best. I have a hierarchy, okay? I'm very serious about politics.
Wait, what is?
Well, I had said pineapple is like the coolest, freakiest one.
It burns your tongue.
It does. But it's so much fun for how long it lasts. And peaches, of course, God tier. You got your, you know, strawberries, pears, whatever. So he came over and he brought a pineapple and he just like wrote a little note and stuck it in the pineapple. And he was like, I know we're new friends, but like I brought you a little something. And it was so cute because it was thoughtful. It wasn't like a grand gesture. It was just like, I remembered something that you said. Oh, yeah. For my birthday, he got me a entire record player. A whole record player and two of my like absolute favorite albums just
that
to like
so
start
cool.
me off. And I don't remember telling him that I love those albums. He like had heard it in conversation at some point and remembered.
He probably has a note in his notes app.
Ah, you think so? Do boys do that?
Buddy does.
Really?
I know they do, because a lot of men they had an experience where they forgot something and they never went. They got the notes app. He definitely has a notes app. I would love to see what's in his notes app. But just anytime it's like, okay, you say a shoe size, okay, like okay, like you see a shirt that's a small, okay, she's a size small, like all of that.
Oh my god!
I guarantee
you
he's doing that,
cute.
Which is like so thoughtful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. It's just, you know, I've never had that from a man before, like that much like attention to detail. And it does kind of just speak to like, if he likes you, you'll know.
Yes. And I think like, because sometimes it's like, you just have a string of just like bad people. And like, there are so many great men that are like that. And once you find one, it's like, yes, you got one.
Yes.
Yes.
Caught one.
This
one's my bitch.
Got him.
Don't look at him.
And here it is. I love that update. I always love getting those updates.
Yeah.
I can't wait to meet Mr. Annabelle. I guess to dive into our episode, we'll start with our quick hit question. Do you know what future faking is? Actually, is what I'll start with.
No.
Okay. So future faking, by definition, is a manipulation tactic employed when a narcissist or toxic person promises to fill your desires in the future to get something what they want in the present. Big words. Basically, in my opinion, when I hear this, it is a kitschy buzzword for leading someone on. However, for some reason, this version of future faking or whatever, for some reason, like it implies that this is like an intentional thing, like a manipulation tactic. Like you are saying, yep, I will totally take you to Hawaii because you want to have sex with somebody tonight. I'll take you to Hawaii next month. You get the sex tonight and boom, you go away and you never live up to your end of the bargain is like kind of what future faking seems to imply. They say, you know, it's a manipulation tactic. You're promising something in the future specifically to get something what you want in the present. That is what that term is. What do you think of that?
I off the top of the head, I can't think of any examples where somebody might have like described a future to me and promised it, you know, or really made me feel like they were manipulating how I would see like the future projection of this relationship. But I did date a guy, a podcaster, and he was a living fucking nightmare. But when we met and like in the next like couple dates, he just very much was like, I'm rich, I'm rich, I'm rich. I have a penthouse. I have this, I have that. I'm going to take you to all the nicest restaurants in Austin. I'm going to da 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 da. And then, like, you know, we dated for like a week, but he had absolutely no intention of like doing any of that. And it was kind of just to keep me coming. Mm-hmm. And I did go to his penthouse, and he did have a penthouse. It was weird and like empty, but it was like,
they always are. And yeah, I've never met anybody that has like a full penthouse. Like, it's always like they're trading a lot to have, just to be able to say they live in a penthouse. I don't know. But
yeah, so that definitely was like frustrating, and I was like, yeah, I'm not letting this get any further. You're not gonna trick me any further than this, idiot.
Yeah, because maybe it's just, I think that there's a lot of like people rewriting history. Like, it feels like future faking is a definition written by somebody who was told something, gave, you know, something in exchange for what they thought was coming in the future, and then that didn't materialize, and then they decided it was a diabolical plan on the other person's part. Because, like, first off, you will never know another person's intentions. Like,
right.
You will never know, like, the person who says, like, I'd really, you know, like, let's totally do a date. Like, I'd love to take you to Hawaii next week, and then you go and I'll give them a blowjob thinking you're getting that Hawaii trip, which, side note, feels a little transactional, and then Hawaii trip doesn't materialize. Like, did that person in their head say, like, I'm going to promise this trip to Hawaii so I get my blowjob? Like,
it's
the implication that it's something intent. Like, I don't think it's something that is that, like, strategic or thoughtfully planned out. Like, I think so many people on the receiving end of behavior that maybe is more careless attribute it more so to malice, when that's just not the case. Like, I really think, like,
yeah.
Like, this whole, like, future faking thing, like, I really think it is so rare that somebody's like, I'm going to promise a thing I have no intention of delivering.
Yeah.
Just to get this thing that I want right now. Like, I do think what happens a lot is people getting high on the date, like, even if there's no alcohol involved, like, getting excited, they're having fun. And, you know, they're like, yeah, this is really fun. Let's totally do this thing next week. And then they go home and sleep on it, and they're like, ah, you know, the date was fine. I don't really want to see the person again. And then that person says, what the hell? They've future faked me. They led me on and said they wanted to see me again, and oh my gosh, they got me excited. They wanted to get me to do something, and they lied. And really, a lot more times it's more like, I would say, careless than it is this like diabolical plan. Because, like, you think of your own interactions
yes.
with people.
Well, that's the thing. When I think about my interactions with a man, straight man, straight woman on a date, I feel like I would never mistake someone's interest. Like, I really don't think I would ever go on a date and then be like way more stoked about this guy than I can feel he is stoked about me. So I can't see myself like I've definitely had where I'm frustrated that this dude doesn't want to see me again, but it's literally just because I'm like, why don't you want to see me again? I don't give a shit about you, but like, where do you get off? Like, that kind of thing. But like, I wouldn't necessarily be like, wow, he's promising to see me again and he wants a future with me, and then be totally blindsided.
Yeah. Like,
you led me on.
Oh,
like,
totally.
I understand that life happens. I understand that things happen.
Totally. But like, when you're on a date, and like, have you ever been on a date and had, you know, fun on the date? You were enjoying yourself, and then you go home the next day. Maybe on this date you said things like, this is fun. You were smiling the whole time. And then you go home. Next day you wake up, you're like, eh. Have you had that ever?
Hell yeah.
And definitely. Like, if you were to look back and think of things you said on the date, did you like inadvertently, like, not necessarily promise, but like, did you say anything that implied you wanted to see them again?
Yes.
How much thought did you put into it?
Not a ton. Also the the example that I'm thinking of, it was like everything was going well up until the very end, and then he said a couple things that like kind of set me on the wrong path. So up until then I was like, yeah, I want to come take a workout class at your gym, and I want to, and we should totally, and then he said some stuff and I was like, oh,
well, because that's the other thing too, is like, how much are you allowed to change your mind? Like, can you be excited at the beginning of a date and then you realize by the end you're kind of like, oh, and then what do you do if you realize in the moment on a date that someone said something that kind of turned you off? what are you supposed to do going forward? Are you supposed to say, I'm done, walk away from the date immediately? Or or say, like, everything I said so far is canceled because I'm turned off by what you just said. Like, are you supposed to do that?
No,
human behaves like that.
You try to understand them. You try to be non-judgmental. And then later on, it's like, well, how much of that can I really put up with?
Yeah.
Not much. And if it's going to be like this for a relationship and we're only on date two, I'm not going any deeper. I don't want that.
Totally. And it's also just like, what's the line between basic human decency and politeness and leading someone on? Like, if you're smiling on a date and appear to be having fun, are you leading somebody on? If you end the date and say, I had a nice time, like, not even I want to see you again, like, are you leading someone on? Because I had somebody comment on one of my TikToks saying, like, if you say, like, I have had a nice time at the end of a date and you know for a fact you don't want to see the person again, you're leading them on. And it's kind of like, what are you supposed to say? And they're like, well, you say, I am not interested in seeing it. It's the most chronic. Like,
no.
It's like, these people don't understand how human interaction works.
No, yeah.
Like, you don't, like, that's how much. Crazy. Yeah. Yeah. But one of our listeners is having a similar issue. Do you want to be the reader of this one?
I'll read it. Okay. I can read. I recently went on a date that was fine, but not something I wanted to pursue further. Honestly, it's more of a me thing. And after the date, I'm realizing I may not be ready to date altogether right now. I wasn't sure I was ready one way or another, but wondered if just going on a date might change my feelings. My date, a friend of a friend, introduced to me at a party, was perfectly nice. We had good conversation, laughed a lot, and she kissed me before going our separate ways. I told her to text me when she got home safe, which she did, and I told her thanks for a nice time and a good night. She didn't respond to this. I'm assuming. A day or two later, our mutual friend asked me how the date was and said, did you plan on texting, insert name here, back? I said we'd had a nice time, but it didn't seem like either of us were really looking for another date. The friend then said she clearly interpreted things differently and suggested I text her. I sent a quick text to check in and let her know that while I had a nice time, I'm not ready to be dating right now, which resulted in her launching into a lengthy text about how I'd let her on. She said, based on our conversation at the party where I met her, I should have known she was dating with intention and shouldn't have asked her out if I wasn't on the same page. She also pointed out that on the date, I gave signs I was serious. She did not specify what these were and ended by saying, we should do this again sometime and see you soon. She also referenced the kiss. Again, she kissed me. While I can sort of see her point of view, I feel like nitpicked actions of basic kindness or politeness are being interpreted as something they weren't. I don't recall her ever mentioning dating with intention. On the date, I was nice and asked questions. Who wouldn't? And the comments made out the door about doing this again soon and see you again were more in reference to us having a lot of friends in common that were likely to bump into one another at some point. And with the kiss, was I supposed to push her away? Am I some sort of scumbag? It was one date. Going into it, I was giving it an honest shot, but realized I wasn't ready as it played out. I was trying to be kind as I could to a perfectly nice person, despite not wanting a further romantic connection. Was I just supposed to be a dick in the name of not leading someone on?
Thoughts? Because I'm like, this is like the most normal thing. Like, it's also just like the whole thing of like, are you ready to date? Or like, sometimes it's like, like, if everybody knew, had to, like, know for sure that they were ready to date or go on a date knowing what the outcome would be. Like, if you had to go on a date confident that that this date with this person would lead to a relationship and be confident about that outcome to go on a date in the first place, nobody would ever date anybody.
Right.
Like, sometimes it's, like, there's that saying of, like, to get over someone, you have to get under someone. But like that, which is kind of yeah, I know, right? Kind of crass, but it's also like sometimes the thing that like gets you out of your rut is going out on a date or like finding out if you're ready or not involved. So you're like, let me just go on a date and let's see how it goes. Because sometimes that's what it takes for people.
Yeah.
And like, for better or worse, like some of us are like a guinea pig in someone's story. Some of us are the minor character. Like if you remember the scene in like 500 Days of Summer where Joseph Gordon-Levitt goes on the date with like after Summer and he's like horrible to her and like sings like depressed karaoke and she's just like, why the fuck am I here?
Vaguely I remember it, but God, I've been her.
We are gonna be that for someone, bro, at some point where it's like on, the, you know, I'm gonna get off the horse. Like, yeah, I guess that's technically like using, like, I don't even call that using someone, but it's like we're all gonna be that character in someone's movie at some point. And like, that's just how it goes. Like,
yeah,
this guy, like, if he hasn't been that character to somebody, he probably will be.
He probably will be. I think, yeah. I mean, shit, it's hard. I think also, like, mm-hmm. you go into a date and you can, and like, it's, I feel like the energy, it's usually pretty easy to tell if somebody's on a different page than you are, mm-hmm. you know?
And that's the thing, too, is like, because that's where it's also like politeness and kindness. It's like, what are you, if you are not feeling it, are you supposed to like be very obvious about it? Because I feel like sometimes, like, I've met people where they're just like, I can't help it, but like, it's ingrained in me to be polite, you know, ask questions. Like, I'll never order an extra drink if I, you know, have no intention of seeing the person again. Like, I'm going to try to go home, but I will be polite. Like, they'll ask questions.
Yes.
Like, why wouldn't you be nice to a person that you're on a date with?
Because also, yeah. I think we don't, like, the thing is, like, going on a date with someone a lot of times can just end in friendship. Like, yeah. just, you can have platonic friendships mm-hmm. between, like, a straight man and straight woman. You totally can.
Or like, just, like, or being cordial in the same friend group. Because I think, like, in my general and you're in the friend same group,
friend group, exactly.
I've had, like, I think fine. I've had someone, like, years back, like, I was recently out of a relationship and somebody that's now like married, but it was like a one date thing, and mm-hmm. like then we met up with the rest of the group and it didn't become anything, but it was just kind of like, oh, you know, this is, I can get back out there, like,
sure.
And it didn't become anything. Like, he has a lovely wife now and everything. It was not something that was weird. And like, sometimes you just need those. I mean, granted, like, I don't think he was sitting there being like, why the fuck didn't this become anything, like,
right.
And I almost want to blame, like, maybe because if the friend was so involved in this, like, conversation, like, I almost want to, like, say that if this was something where it's like, hey, this girl's looking for something serious, like, why didn't the friend jump in? You know, if she was dating more intentionally, or she had some sort of, like, you know, barrier to entry in the form of, I need to know this guy is serious. Like, I don't know. Like, why wouldn't you say something in advance? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, that also sucks, too, to be the friend that hooked them up.
Yeah, like...
And then it's like, oh, shit!
That does... I always hate, like, an awkward friend group situation.
Caused a train wreck, goddammit, yeah.
I think this guy did nothing... And this is just, like, part of, like, the emotional bumper cars of dating. Like, sometimes it's like, we're all doing the best we can with what we know at the time. And...
Yeah, yeah, and I think the part of the emotional bumper car of dating is being... like, hurt, because we don't know where she was at this point.
Exactly.
What if she had just gone on 3 different dates with 3 different dudes and been ghosted, 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 and she's like, what the hell is wrong with me? I'm trying to show more intention. I'm trying to show that this is something that I want, and I keep getting turned down, you know? Like,
it's also like, it was an in real life connection, like a friend met through friends. Like, maybe to her it felt a little more magical in that way. Maybe it had all been dating app dates for her. Maybe she thought, you know, we have mutual friends in common. Like, no one's going to do a game with a mutual friend.
Wait, that's so... Okay.
Unless they're serious. Like, maybe she made a few assumptions.
Yes.
Which happens. It's not...
Definitely.
We all do it.
Have you ever, like, been on a first date and they said something or did something where you were like, oh, they're the one. Like, this is it. Like, you're like, oh, yes, this checks off a random box that, like, makes me think... I'm thinking about, like, I went on this date with this dude and he told me that his favorite book was, like, 100 Years of Solitude. And that was, like, my favorite book ever. And I was like, oh, yes, he's a one. He's amazing. And then he ended up being, like, a total dud loser.
Oof.
And, like, I've had that happen several times where I'm like, I think you're just hoping so much for, like, the spark to, like, come up somehow. For you think there's going to be some kind of magical cue that tells you pretty much in any relationship.
Yeah, like, I think I've had times too where I'm just like more susceptible to being like, oh, like, they're interested in the same stuff, like, you're it.
Yes.
And it's like, wait a second, slow down. Like,
it's not about, like, sharing the same interests. It's about communicating with each other.
Exactly. And like, maybe, like, I don't, like, Maybe she's probably clearly in a different place. And, you know, I do think, like, if she's been going on dates actively and you're like, I'm just getting back out there, this is my first date in a while. Maybe she's, you know, I'm doing 3 dating app dates a week. Oh my God, here's finally something different. And what the fuck?
Like, yes. Yeah. And finally something different.
Like, it just feels like two people who meant to do the right thing, who just bumped into each other.
And it feels like
a
bigger letdown.
Yes.
Because,
I would just say to this guy, I don't think you did anything wrong. I think, like, if you see this girl, if she keeps, like, bugging you, texting you, and it gets weird, that's one thing. But, like, if you see her, you know, in a group setting, just, like, kill her with kindness. Like, just be as nice as possible. You know, if any friends give you a hard time, I would say, like, look, it was an honest mistake. I'm, you know, whatever it is you're going through, like, I'm just getting back out there. These things happen, and I wish it didn't. If I had known otherwise, I feel terrible. And then, like, as you discover you're getting ready to date, you know, maybe... the next person you agree to go on a date with isn't in the friend group, Maybe it's a dating app date. Maybe it's the random girl you meet at the bar where there's just not that, you know, I don't know, like, like just ties to them in that way where it could just have collateral damage. But I don't think this guy did anything wrong. I think, like, just it's just by nature, like, next time if you have kind of this moment where you're like, oh, fuck, like, this person was way more ready than I am, like, I think you're more careful the next time. I think that's human nature. So I think this guy didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
It happens.
It happens.
Do you want to read the next one or should I?
Can you do it?
I will read it.
Okay.
I also think that I want your reactions in real time.
Oh. You want my reaction?
I do.
Okay. I'm going to be over here screaming.
Spotted a coworker's husband on Bumble. While on Bumble, I came across a coworker's husband's profile and I'm wondering if I should say something. If so, what? Background. I'm not particularly close with this coworker, but I know for sure she is married and this is her husband. Our office frequently hosts events where significant others are invited and I have met him. The pictures are clearly him and the name on the profile is a common nickname for the name he goes by. Think Thomas going by Tom. One of the photos in the profile is also on his Facebook page. And while we're not close, everything I observed in recent history, this past week, I mean, indicate her being happily married. She has a photo with him on her desk. She wears a wedding ring and talks about quality time spent with him on the weekend. The husband's profile, I swiped left but screenshotted everything, has very little in terms of a bio, but it does not mention anything about being in like an open relationship, poly, E&M, nothing like that. It looks like the profile of a single man. At the same time, it does seem bold to be on a dating app in your home city where you could be recognized, though this coworker is at an age where most in her circle are likely married. I get the vibe that this is not something she's aware of or that she would be okay with it. She seems wholesome. I don't want to get involved in someone's business, but I hate cheaters with a passion, and I would hope another woman would do the same for me. It would hurt me if I found out someone was aware my husband was cheating and chose to ignore it. But I'm not sure everyone's the same. This is also a coworker, and she is not my boss, but she's a level above me, and that adds a weird dynamic to it. What would you do?
Wow, what a motherfucker. Okay, well, here's the only thing. The only, like, thing that I can speak to experience in, like, well, I guess I don't know. Okay, so sometimes when you reach out to a girl to let her know that you know her man is fucking around on her. A lot of times that is met with like some level of hostility. Like a lot
people
of times
people like to shoot the messenger. Gets shot all the time.
All the time, especially with this for some reason. I don't know why. I mean, I would be devastated. I would ask for proof, you know. I would be like, how can you prove this, please? You know, but like a lot of times, yeah, you go to a girl and you're like, you give her the hey girly message and
I've never gotten one of those.
Thank God. Yeah.
But like even it's like because I've been the person that told somebody and not because like
really?
I was approached, but because like I spotted somebody while out and like this was like someone who was a close friend and she did not take it well. She didn't believe it. Refused to believe
what?
It.
No way.
It was like before she was married. The guy that she was like dated in high school and continued to date like after college. And I went to like it was like EOS. We were in Santa Barbara and we see. Go away, like dancing with girls and we're like, are they still together? Like, are they off and on? And then like she was just like, are you sure it was him? It was like this guy, like it looked like we know what it's like. And yeah, like we yeah, said yeah, hi yeah, to him yeah, yeah. And he looked kind of weird and suspicious and like kind of slinked out the door. And we're like, it was, and she was like, did you take, I'm like, I didn't take fucking picture. No, but like she was like, are you sure? And she stayed with him. She was still with him. And like this guy sucked so much. And like
dude,
and of course, she's like, I swear, she will think that we just have like an axe to grind. I think after the fact, like she thought it was just like us trying to like get her to not date, which is just like so silly. But it's like,
oh, it's the
and that's
willful
like someone who's a good friend.
Ignorance.
I mean, was like a good friend at the time, like where you know we said it because like we were her friends. Like, would I say that to a acquaintance or like someone who was purely a coworker? Probably like no, like I don't know. I think the messenger gets shot a lot. I think like. Yeah, the coworker thing brings a weird dynamic to it. It's also just like if she's only your coworker, the channels you have for communication are probably like work related. You have like her work email.
Right. It's like, do you ask one of her good friends first?
That's the thing, too. It's like that. But then it's like you risk like spreading rumors. Like, I don't know. Like, this is something that actually like so my former employer, when we used to have like company wide like we would have like company wide like trips where we would go to like San Diego to like a resort mm-hmm. place. And I was like single at the time. This probably was like 2017 or something. I don't know. Like the whole company would fly in from all over the country. And I remember going on Bumble and there were three men that I worked with that I knew in fact were married. Like this is, we're like 700
three.
People. Three that I spotted on there. One of which didn't use their real name. Another said that they were like married in an open situation. The other was ambiguous, but like,
wow.
And it was just kind of like, it was uncomfortable to see. And like, I mean, I didn't know their wives or anything where I would say something like, yeah. It was like the opposite end of the spectrum. Yeah, but yeah, like, yeah. It's just, I don't, it's so weird.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. But granted, it was in a different state. Like, I do think like, cause there's something to be said. Like, I also wonder if it's something that would be helpful for this woman to tell herself, because first off, like there's the situations where people get mad that someone didn't tell them they knew a husband or a boyfriend mm-hmm. was cheating are situations where it's like someone who's a good friend and it slips, like, holy fuck, you knew, how could you not say something? Like,
yeah,
if this blows up later on, like no one's gonna know that she knew. Like it's not like you're gonna be at a barbecue or something and it's gonna slip out. Like this is your coworker. Like how would she know that you ever
yeah.
knew?
Yeah,
I think you can also like, because you don't know her that well, you don't know the situation, I think you can also just tell yourself, like, if he's bold enough to be doing that in his own city, like, she probably knows about it. And I'm not saying that's the case, but just telling yourself, like, if you're someone who hates cheaters with a passion and it's hard for you to not say something, maybe tell yourself that. Like, I don't know.
But then
I wouldn't say something. Like,
but then when you see her several weeks or months down the line at work, absolutely devastated, crushed, and, like, going through it, do you feel that regret that you
I think you tell yourself, you did the best you could with what you knew at the time. Like, yeah. I just think, that's like, no, but seriously, like, on a more real note, like, uh-huh. people like to shoot messengers. And, like, I've said before, like, I've joked of, like, anything that involves, like, two married people and their own relationship. I've always said, like, that's how murder-suicides happen. Like, being the person to step in between whatever's going on with a married couple in a way that would end things, whether that's, like, you go and get involved with one or both of them.
Yep.
Or, like,
it,
do something
you, it
that
makes you look like a busybody, honestly. It makes
it does.
And, like, especially if it's your
and, yeah, you
coworker.
Honestly came across it by accident, but still, like...
Yes. And it's just kind of, like, your relationship with that person is going to be fractured from here forward.
And work is hard and a pain in the ass as it is. Like, don't...
Right.
That,
because
like,
it's hard.
Not for yourself.
And it's, like, you, no matter what, this woman that you work with is now going to know your personal business. Like, mm-hmm. she, and it's always, you're not going to be able to, like, mm-hmm. be good friends or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's just always kind of like, yeah, if you are going to be the messenger, mm-hmm. you kind of also have to shoulder the responsibility.
Yeah, that comes with responsibility. And yes, there's a chance she might be like, oh my God, I am so grateful for you and you are amazing. And like, there's a chance that happens, but you don't know her well enough to know that.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe she says, you fucking bitch who wants to steal my husband and you made up a giant lie.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to go get you fired. Like, you don't know.
That's the worst of it. Uh-huh. Totally.
You don't know.
Because when it comes down to it too, especially if they're married, if she hears this information and goes home and he convinces her otherwise, or they decide mm-hmm. to ultimately stay together, which some mm-hmm. shit like this, I have a friend who this like just happened to, some mm-hmm. crazy shit. I'll have to tell you about it. I didn't tell you yesterday when I saw you, but, She probably will ultimately believe her husband,
mm-hmm.
whether he's lying to her, whether he says he's sorry and he wants it. She will probably, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, it's true. And then it becomes embarrassing for mm-hmm. her because she's going to work and you see her there and she sees you and she's like, oh, this girl knows that my man was cheating on me.
Mm-hmm.
Or she knows something, you know, about my relationship, mm-hmm. but here I am still with him. Mm-hmm. It creates such a weird dynamic. Yeah. And I don't think I'm giving good advice by being like, I don't know if you should tell her.
It's also just, but it is a nuanced thing. Cause it's like the good person in us who wants to, mm-hmm. you know, make sure that everyone's honest says yes. But then there's also like,
but if you're the girl that's like, I'm going to go tell her right now. Hey girly. Let me,
I mean, like, you would, like, if you were to do it, you would do it in a sensitive way. You would do a, can we take a walk? Like something to get you out of the office setting, something private, like you would tell her in a nice way. You would say, I have the screen, like you wouldn't be like, hey, guess what? Like you would be kind about it, but like even then it's still like you just tell her
and be like, listen, mm-hmm. I have not discussed this with anyone. Mm-hmm. I haven't told anybody at the office. I haven't talked about this to anybody, so it's completely mm-hmm. just between you and me, but I wanted to be the first person, you know, you would be the first person that I would talk to about this if it's something that's going on, like, no questions asked, whatever. But I just wanted to know if you knew before, like, other people start seeing him on Bumble, you know?
I mean, like, that's the other thing, too, is, like, if they're using their local city Bumble, like, it's only a matter of time before it gets back to her. Like, if it's not you, it will be somebody else, and, you know, maybe they'll be the messenger that gets shot. Maybe they will get the praise, and I'm sorry you didn't get your praise. But you gotta look out for yourself at the end of the day. This is your coworker. This is work. Work is already awkward and annoying as it is.
Brutal, dude. And it's that's actually something that's like such a theme that I've that's come up as I've gotten older, because it goes from like, oh, it's just your boyfriend and your boyfriend cheats on you too. Now it's like, oh, your spouse or your fiance, and things get a lot more serious.
Yeah,
late 20s, early 30s, and do you navigate that? Do you maintain the relationship? Do you go to therapy? Do you work it out? Do you trust them again?
It's tough.
You've invested all of this time and money and effort into this person. Do you forgive them? Do you look them in the eyes and believe them?
It's tough to say. There's another potentially sketchy dating app question that someone wrote in. Do you want to read it? And this isn't even like sketch, like, because what we just read is sketchy. This is like one of those gray areas that I think is more divided.
Mailbag. He unmatched me. Would love to get your thoughts on what I'll call methodical unmatchers. I matched with a guy on Hinge, and after some banter, we exchanged numbers, started texting, and set up a drinks date for a few days later. As I was pulling up to the date, I went to check Hinge to get one last look at his pics to make sure I approached the right guy. Paranoid, irrational fear of mine. On Hinge, I couldn't find the conversation. I swore it was the most recent and would be at the top of the list, but it disappeared. Luckily, I recognized him at the bar and approached him. I playfully asked him about it, basically saying, where'd our conversation go in the app? Your profile went missing. He nonchalantly replied, oh yeah, I unmatch once conversations are off the app to stay organized. The date went fine, but the move of unmatch after exchanging numbers left a bad taste in my mouth, and it was hard for me not to read into it despite his explanation. The only time I unmatch is when someone says or does something to make me uncomfortable in app or after a bad date as a way to get away from them and remove the ability to contact me. It is rare for that to happen. Considering everything was going positively in this case, this move felt like a part of a larger plan to possibly do something sketchy with an exit strategy. Was he looking to hook up and ghost? I brought this up to my friend group and was shocked to find out how many said they do the same. The group was actually pretty split on it altogether, which made for a fun discussion. Do you have any thoughts on this one way or another?
So I like, part of me wonders if this is like, you know, you see people where it's like the people that have 300,000 emails, and then you have, they're like, there's two types of people in the world, the people with hundreds of thousands of emails that are unread versus the people that like hate the red dot so much that like the with the number on it that they like delete, they go out of their way to delete stuff. Like part of me wonders if it's that, but I've also met people, and this is like both guys and girls, like where they've said, you know, I've had weird situations where, you know, maybe it's no slight against like every single match, but they're like, yeah, like if you keep somebody matched with you, they can see if you change your location or updated your profile. Like they're just like, I've had some like weirdos, you know, notice and say something, say weird stuff to me or keep tabs on me on the app or like use it to get mad at me. And so I've seen people say that where they're like, I just want to like keep that like out of the back pocket. And some even said like, it keeps me from being tempted to look at their profile and see if they're still swiping or something like
that. Or change their pictures or whatever.
That's what I mean. Like change their location, change their picture.
Change their
like,
pictures. Have they uploaded new pictures since I started talking to them? Bitch.
Yes. Yeah. Like there's people that are like, I want people to not, I want to not have to worry about that. Like if I take a new good picture of myself, I want to be able to swap it in without being bothered by it, by bothered about it by like dates or something like that. Or like some have said like it's twofold, because like then I'm not tempted to check on theirs and like it just keeps me sane. I don't know if that's just an excuse on their part, but at the same time too, if they're if people are like kind of planning those like exit strategies, it's like I always like thought but people that dated in a way that was a little too organized, I always thought that that was just, maybe that's just me being ADHD all over the place. I was always kind of like,
yeah. See, that's the thing. I listen to this and I'm kind of like, I'm inclined to believe him, because he, you guys were texting.
Yeah.
You guys were texting. And so, I mean, the only thing it speaks to is he's trying to get a lot more matches on Hinge.
Yeah.
It means he's trying to stay organized because he has a lot of bitches on there. So, yeah, that's like a little sketchy maybe. Or maybe
he's like having a hard time like keeping, like, I don't know. Because, and I also think this is going to sound so silly. And granted, like, my significant other, we did not meet on an app or anything like that. But one thing I have not done with any messages from myself and Buddy, whether that's TikTok, Instagram, text, I haven't deleted anything. Because I think those might make for good memories.
Mm.
Like on Kristen's wedding website, the Tinder first Tinder messages they had were on her wedding website.
There's something
that kind of feels like a little silly. Like, and maybe that's the hopeless romantic of me, where it's like you're deleting the first caught. Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
it was going to become something.
Yeah,
like,
you want to go
got
back
rid of it? Yeah, I don't know.
That's funny.
Yeah. But I discovered somebody did this to me because I went to back to Hinge, like this was years ago, but I got the like, you know, oh hey, like let me show you his pictures, and then I pull it up and it's like, wait a second, those weren't the pictures I swiped on. I had Hinge, but I wasn't still using it. But I was like, oh, like I wanna like let me just show my friend what he looks like and stuff. Uh-huh. And it was like, God fucking damn
it. God fucking damn it. Yes, dude. Mm-hmm. And me, I'm allowed to do that. I'm allowed to change my pictures. Of course I am.
Hypocrites.
Hey, he's not. I have, you know, it's a little bit of a crazy thing. I've told you about this dude, Harvard, the dude that I was like trying to date for a second. I would do that. I would check his to see if he's like changed any information. And then I got so frustrated with him, and I was like always checking his Hinge. I got so frustrated, I unmatched him so that I could match him again. And be like, surprise, bitch, I'm back. But I never found him, and now I have deleted all my apps.
Woo! Let's go.
I know.
But yeah, the freaking, I don't know. Sometimes it's like you want to update your pictures or feel like you can without people questioning. And I remember like when I think I asked the guy about it, I was like, yeah, so I was kind of bummed. Like, I mean, I'm like, I obviously I'm not using Hinge, but I went to like show the pictures and it like, and he was just like, because sometimes he did say like, he's like, look, like this is honestly kind of silly, but like you take a good picture of yourself. Sometimes it's second nature. Like you're just kind of like, oh, I uploaded this to Instagram and. It just, he's like,
you,
it was
sometimes
kind of a thing.
you just want that little hit of dopamine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just like, a little bit of like, oh, damn, I took this fire ass picture. Yeah, I'm single. So, yeah, I'm going to put it on there. So,
yeah. And like, I think something else that's human nature, because I've seen like people do this and then they're like, oh, fuck, what have I done? Like, but have you ever been like starting to tell a story to somebody and then you're like halfway through telling the story, or you're like getting through it and you realize like, oh shit, there's a part of the story that I don't really look good, and how do I finish this story?
Oh my God, that's so real. I had a I ran into Emily, my old best friend from college, and this bitch was a batshit insane woman in college, and now she's like a decorated lawyer.
Oh, Emily.
But I met her boyfriend and like a few of her like coworkers when I was in San Angelo tattooing, and they were like, so do you have any crazy stories about Emily that
and you thought it was PG-13, you're like, oh,
and I rescued myself. I can't remember how, but like I was like, yeah, I really couldn't even begin. I don't have one for you. Have one for you that ends well.
Totally. But like I think like that something like that kind of happens when like sometimes you're like talking to somebody that you're like you're on a date having a conversation, yeah. You're like, here, look at this conversation on my phone, or like something like that. So yeah. Sometimes like I actually think a fun thing to do, and since people are like, don't talk about your exes, I think a fun thing to do while dating is kind of like swap, I would call them like war stories, where it's like, what's your bad date? And then I think it also
war stories.
Well, it clues you into like, what's this person looking for? Like if they're just like, whoa, she just,
yeah,
you know, she wanted to go to brunch, like who does she think I am, fucking IHOP? Like then I'm like, okay, like this guy is, but if they're like, oh my God, like I think it's like it tells you a lot, and I think it's kind of fun, right. It just kind of like breaks the ice of like,
dude,
we're both here.
Oh, I love hearing people's but, like, horror stories.
I've totally had people where they're like, oh hey, like
yeah
like here they're telling the story, and then they like accidentally pull a Hinge and they're just like, I'm sorry, because it's like, it's kind of like when you're single, you go through, you have your texts, your emails, and it's just like one of those things you click. And like I don't like, I feel like that kind of thing just happens
totally
sometimes.
It's for sure it's natural, you have to like expect it, it's fine. But yeah, definitely, I've definitely had that where I'm like telling a story and I'm like, oh shit, there's another man in this story that,
yeah, or you're like,
don't want to make,
you're like, how do I wrap this story up, because you're like, I can't, like if I just end the story right here, like people are gonna be like, something actually weird happened here.
Yeah.
And they're like, but you're like, how do I wrap this up? Like, it's like, especially crazy if you have to like change the punchline. You're like, fuck. What do I do? Like, I've been there. And I'm just like, oh, and then like, eeny, meeny, money, mo. Like, I don't even know.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I've definitely also been in the middle, and I do it on here all the time because whatever. You guys are my friends. Mm-hmm. It's fine.
Especially if we're like more than 30 minutes into an episode, like the only people this far in are fans.
Exactly.
If you're hate listening, sorry to say it, but you're a fan.
Exactly.
Listening past 30 minutes, you're a fan.
Yes, that's very true. But I will, I'll like talk shit on men that mm-hmm. I've dated mm-hmm. and like borderline say their full government name on here.
Eric.
Yeah. Thanks, Eric. But I try not to like do that anymore. Like talk shit about, you know, a previous relationship to somebody that I'm with now, because mm-hmm. I know that it doesn't reflect well on me.
Yeah. It's also just like, you don't need anyone getting back in your life that's no longer in it.
Right. Like, but sometimes you want to tell a story about, like, how shitty this person was.
Yeah, like, I feel like every story I've told, like, they all blend. I've told it in a way where I think they can all blend together. Yeah,
could all
like,
be the same.
Yeah. But
fuck-ass dude. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm actually, like, I'm so excited for this, like, random carnival across the street, and I think we should go.
Should we go?
We're going to go to the carnival across the street. This is actually, this is a good episode. I like that we got three emails in, and I'm so happy that you had a great birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. You.
I'm so happy.
Thank you all. The kings, queens, everything in between. We'll catch you later. We'll let you know how the carnival went.
Bye.
Love you. Ciao.